We're here today at Arizona State University talking about the benefits of biotechnology and all of its different applications. Speaking here today with Dr. Kenneth Rowland, Associate Professor of Research. Dr. Rowland, tell me a little bit about what you discussed today. You brought up GMOs.
Right. GMOs are genetically modified organisms that were developed to help farmers and to help feed the world, to develop plants that were either resistant to plant pathogens such as bacteria or viruses, or to grow in environments that are not really plant friendly, such as high salt or high high metal content.
I know that there's different companies out there, Monsanto being one. You talked a little bit about them today. Tell me a little more about what's happening now, and what do you predict will happen here in the future?
Well, I think you know, Monsanto led the way with their a lot of their Roundup Ready products and which really I think helped farmers a lot, but they weren't prepared for the public backlash. I've talked to people at Monsanto, and they said when they were developing that product, they thought, well, our market is the farmers. They didn't realize that their market actually was going to have to be the public because of the public backlash. But I think Monsanto is still breaking new ground with developing new technologies and new plants that are easier to grow and to produce better crops.
Now, you talked a little bit there about how GMOs are getting kind of a bad rap with the public. Is that just a total misunderstanding there? What are these legitimate concerns that the public has? Or are, I guess the big question is, are GMOs actually safe?
Well, I think that's the big question. And I certainly wouldn't want to my personal opinion is that they are. But I don't want to trivialize the public's concerns, because there are some valid concerns, but some of the valid concerns I think get lost in the noise of some of the less probable concerns. You know, people are concerned about eating foreign DNA. I mean, that's never going to be a problem. But you know, how would a GMO affect the nearby plant population? But I think a lot of the questions that people are focusing on GMOs are the same kind of questions you could focus on any crop plant. In other words, when you take land that's wild and you begin developing crops on it, that changes the nearby ecosystems. And this is a reasonable question for environmental scientists to study. So I don't want to trivialize that, but at the same time, I think a lot of the concerns and some of the words like frankenfood and things like that are really, really over the top.
These applications have made a great difference. Even you went back through the history of GMOs, and even starting in the 30s, you know, they've really helped out agriculture grow enough food to feed the world with a growing population. Is this the answer to feeding the world in the future?
Yeah, I think we have to keep relying on technology. As long as our population growth keeps going up, and it appears to be, I think we need to keep developing new ways to provide more food. And we have. I mean, we've had there have been a lot of breakthroughs, not only in food and bio and GMOs and things like that, but also in farming techniques. I mean, there's soil science. There are a lot of different sciences that come into play here. But certainly, GMOs can really help.